Tongass managers have a couple big jobs ahead of them. They're reviewing and updating the land management plan for the 17-million-acre forest. They're also working on a roadmap for a transition from old-growth to young-growth timber harvests. So, the agency has decided to recruit 15 people for an advisory committee. Tongass Supervisor Forrest Cole says they'll take about a year developing proposals for the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture and the Chief of the Forest Service.
What we're really trying to do is find folks that have experience with working in collaborative groups, knowledge regarding Southeast Alaska issues, willingness to work closely together, come up with a solution.
They'll include members of the industry, state and federal agencies, environmental groups, and tribal organizations. That sounds a lot like the Tongass Futures Roundtable, a larger group with a somewhat similar mission. It began about 7 years ago and shut down last spring after some timber and environmental groups quit. Cole says it broke ground that should ease the way for the advisory panel.
We had never had all of the interests in Southeast Alaska or even nationally sit down in the same room together. So it was a fairly lengthy process, probably 3 of the 6 years it was around. It took to get people to physically be able to sit in a room, have a conversation, and listen to diverse opinions.
Collaboration is the watchword.
Former Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello moderated the group and tried to keep it moving forward.
Even though the roundtable did not perhaps achieve a lot of what it had initially set out to do, it created, I think, a climate of discussion between parties who need to be talking with each other, but who historically did not.
Roundtable organizers hope to develop an overall compromise to ongoing Tongass timber battles, but Cole says it did more than meet.
There was a bridge timber proposal that was put together by Tongass Futures. It got us out of a heavily litigated number of projects that provided timber along the way to keep the current timber industry alive.
The Southeast Conference, a regional development organization, was part of the roundtable, but it joined the exodus of timber and state government representatives that led to its dissolution. The conference last year proposed its own Tongass management plan. Leaders hope to advance that as part of the advisory group's discussions.
I'm excited about it. I guess I should say I'm ready for another round because you just can't stop trying.
Shelley Wright is the conference's executive director. She says the new panel has a better chance of succeeding.
The roundtable really was not an official advisory group, so I think it may be a little bit different. You know, the undersecretary has actually said this is for his information, so I think that is going to give it a little more weight, so to speak.
Those interested in joining the Tongass Advisory Committee need to apply by February 27th. Cole says the Forest Service will choose members using its own standards.
They work among themselves to see if they can come up with a consensus-based recommendation that the Forest Service would take under advisement to further along the transition or the forest plan modification.
But you don't expect to make absolutely everybody involved in these issues happy.
No. In fact, there's a number of federal advisory committees that have been established that never came to fruition, were never accomplished. So there's, you know, still a possibility that we can't get a recommendation out of this group, and if not, we'll proceed on.
Cole says the panel's work will not delay the review of the land management plan. That's expected to be completed in 2016. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.